Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
One thing is certainly clear. There is a massive cover-up going on surrounding the bombings of last Monday. And another thing, sure, politically, they're going to use this to try to ban black powder or restrict its purchase. Again, somebody does something bad, so we all lose our rights. That's called authoritarianism. But you don't punish the individual, you punish the group. And one thing's also for sure, they use this for a martial law takeover drill. Absolutely disgusting. And they first said they were shooting rubber bullets into the boat, but they were real bullets. That's now admitted. And so we're going to be breaking all of this down. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Too bad for the anti-gun people that tried to blame conservatives for this. That was what they were going to go with. Report, suspects not licensed to own guns. I guess in that area you got to have a bunch of licenses to get them. Didn't stop them, never stops anybody who's bad. You could ban all the guns for citizens today. Anybody could walk up to a cop with a ball-peen hammer, beat their brains out. It's easy. Just bam, ball-peen hammer, you're out. Hit them twice more in the temple. They're dead. Take the weapon. That's why they hate veterans. The globalists hate veterans because veterans know how easy it is to kill and have the initiative. They don't have the chicken neck ideas about it. Man, I tell you, being a domesticated, servile country now is really painful. But see, there's the problem. A bunch of us aren't servile. A bunch of us aren't brainwashed and cattle. A bunch of us know what's going on. Doesn't matter if you can get 51% to vote to take our guns or make us slaves again. It isn't going to work. Nick in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. First of all, I just want to say that it is a truly honor and a privilege to finally get through and to talk to you on air. I've been waiting a long time to be able to get this opportunity, and I just want to say thank you.
Please don't thank me. Go. What's the info?
Well, we are living in September 11, 2001 all over again. We're seeing senators and presidents being sent letters laced with chemicals. We're seeing suspicious packages left everywhere. And all the mind control and all the fear-mongering that they put onto people is all for the purpose of having the full control over everybody. And now we're seeing it on a larger scale with the takedown and the takeover of Boston and the complete, martial law. And it's going to spread throughout the entire country. As they said, they will have more stage events coming up. And obviously, they're going to. They have gone this far. Who's to say that they can't go any further? And for anybody out there who thinks that the FBI does not set up these stage events is out of their minds, as the proof and the evidence is everywhere. And as they've come out and told us flat out, to our faces. And I remember also, too, a couple weeks ago, you mentioned how, more people need to stand up and more people need to bring awareness and talk about the New World Order and to shed the light on the people. And I just want to say that I started my own podcast as well. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to give that out on your show and have more people open their eyes. And that's distortedreality.podbean.com. And I'm doing the very best that I can locally here in Las Vegas to spread out the word on the New World Order, on the tyranny.
Sure, listen, I think it's good that you're doing that. And I always let people plug their shows here because my goal is to do that. But if we all just plug on my show, it only then basically communicates within the choir. It is important to go out and proselytize critical thinking, historical research, being aware of how things really work. Really, it's not being a chump and being street smart. People need to be street smart. That's what the show's really about, not being chumps. Understanding how the world really works, getting informed about our number one enemy, the globalist, that are staging events and provocateuring events to take our liberties. You need to go to churches. You need to get on the radio locally. You need to start with an Access TV show to point people at your alternative media system to grow that so that everybody's reaching people outside of who we've already woken up. But God bless you. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, this broadcast is reaching conservatively now 15 million people a week, one way or another. And last week, it was more like, let's not exaggerate, 50 million people. We've had like 10 million extra YouTube views just on our YouTube channel. InfoWars has probably gotten 30 million extra visitors.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. That's what the globalists want us to be. We are not land of the coward, home of the slave, planet of the trendies, creation of the stupids. But you've got Bomb Threat USA, as Drudge Report calls it. Alabama, 3 hospitals. Connecticut, courthouse. Pennsylvania, shopping village. Iowa, neighborhood. Florida, office building. Man wearing camo shirt shuts down Philly Visitor Center. Camo has completely been in for 2 years. It just goes on and on. Drone industry invokes Boston bombings in PR pitch. Oh, yeah, billions in drones, billions in robots, billions in checkpoints, billions in armored vehicles. That's the type of stuff we have up at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm also covering what's at DrudgeReport.com. Meanwhile, World Net Daily reports Americans are snapping by the millions. I've been telling you this. Road raging, fighting, divorce is way up, suicide is way up. Yeah, you put 20% of the population on suicide pills, serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other antipsychotics and other antidepressants, they cause you statistically to commit suicide and mass murder. But the answer is more people on drugs. roughly 20% again of the U.S. military that's come out is on these drugs while in combat. Oh, that's a good idea. Saudi national questioned after Boston bombing was on terror watch list. That's right. That's the big breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. The Saudi was on a terror watch list and reportedly had six members of his family in Saudi Arabia on the Saudi Arabian terror watch list, and we broke that first here in the United States of America. I broke that Saturday on Infowars.com, and I broke it Sunday with a video that I put up, and now it is at townhall.com. That is the big Glenn Beck news, was that he was on a watch list. And again, that was in the foreign press Friday. I didn't find it till Saturday. Homeland Security was dragging its feet over Tamerlan's U.S. citizenship application. Yeah, I bet they were. And now the Cato Institute, the neocon libertarian group, is spinning the bombing, saying it's the reason to legalize illegals because they didn't come across illegally. But Americans are committing suicide and society is falling apart because we are in a deep depression. And people basically have television sickness because all the general public does is watch 8 hours of TV a day. Young people, it's even more. The average adult is like 5.5, 6 hours, but that's what they put on surveys. Some surveys show young people watch as much as 14 hours of TV and video games a day. And so right now they're having the perception of terrorists everywhere. So I'm going to tell you again, we called there'd be a big public terrorist event in this country. They try to blame on the Tea Party. Then they said they had someone arrested from the right wing. They were going to roll them out. The MSNBC and CNN celebrated. Then the photos of all the other patsies and the drill freaked them out. So they shifted to these other patsies, I believe, who I predicted would end up being U.S. intelligence assets. And now it turns out they had fake identification traveling in and out. Representative Mike Rogers, Tamerlan, may have traveled to Russia under alias. That's the Huffington Post. And now they're saying, well, yes, he was able to get on with a fake name. It must have been a mistake. Yeah. You try getting on a plane. The underwear bomber was put on the plane by a U.S. agent. We broke that because we had Kurt Haskell on first. And he said, yeah, no, I saw a sharp-dressed man get him on the plane without a passport. And later it came out in Congress, a U.S. intelligence agencies ordered the State Department to get them on the plane. And the State Department had so much power that the European airport in Amsterdam, the Dutch airport, took the orders and put him on. Then a firecracker went off in his pants. So in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, oh my gosh, the scanners ordered a year before that were going in the next week. They said, we just are going to put these scanners in because of this, which they already have been ordered for a year. The whole thing is scripted. The whole thing is rolled out. And now they said on Wednesday and Thursday, here's their photos. We don't know who they are. Here's the video. We don't know who they are. And it turns out 5 years ago they knew who they were. And it turns out they were following them. And it turns out they'd met with them 2.5 years ago. And it turns out that the family said they were absolutely hooked in with the FBI. Well, yeah, the FBI was just running a local investigation to cover up for their intelligence connection. Just like 7-7 was run by a SWAT, the MI6 officer. And they set the patsies up and said it was a drill. What did I tell you Monday before the bombs went off? I said, if anybody wants you to be part of a drill carrying a simulated explosive, don't be part of it. I had family in counterterrorism, and of course, this was a big public event at Camp Mabry. And I was invited a few years ago to go see them practice taking out terrorists in a simulated bombing. And I said, are you kidding? And they're like, come on, don't be paranoid. It's been announced. It's public. I'm not, no. I'm not getting anywhere near one of these drills. And this was with the general public, with a guy with a beard, acting like he had a bomb, and the helicopters come in and stop him, and all this stupid stuff. You know, oh, yes, keeping us safe. Our government, just like Mohammed Karzai said, runs Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and they run them in Libya and Syria, and they just gave them $123 million last Friday to Al-Qaeda in Syria to offensively attack that government and those people and make fathers suicide bomb or they kill their whole family. And there are videos of men, women, and children being thrown off roofs and having their heads chopped off. God bless Rand Paul right now. Yeah, he's been speaking out against the drones and everything else. And Rand Paul is now urging Reid McConnell to stall immigration reform after Boston, which is amnesty. So Rand Paul's taking action. By the way, we're going to get Rand Paul back on. I want you guys go after Rand Paul. Last time they just called us and said we want to have him on. I want to get him on about all this, and I want Ron Paul. So please fire political torpedoes of love and get them both on the show. That's a pretty silly joke I just told, isn't it? All right, anyways. Man, I tell you, this is just so ridiculous. We got Wayne Madsen, our award-winning journalist and formerly of the National Security Agency, joining us to give us his take at the bottom of the hour. And then Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief, who day one said has all the signs of false flag. He's going to be on. Everyone I respect, like Joel Skousen and people like, there's so many folks out there saying it has all the signs of false flag, but Steve Pachinik, you name it, are saying this thing stinks to high heaven. And again, why is it always people being intelligence handled? Lee Harvey Oswald, Tim McVeigh, it's the same formula. Have people that are part of your operation, even if they get caught, you just say they're double agents. And that's what the Israelis are saying. Oh, you know, these guys were sent over under fake IDs. By the way, they said this before it was in the news. And they obviously were to infiltrate Muslim extremist groups in the Caucasus, Caucasus Mountain region. But the Israelis didn't point out the West is funding the leader of that group. The Chechenian bin Laden, as he's known, $1 billion or more has been sent to these guys. Same old story, like they created Al-Qaeda to fight the Russians. And so a group created by our government, as usual, is radicalized and somehow brainwashed. And now they're saying there's a group of 12 guys in a sleeper cell that they're hunting for who help these guys, but the rest of the media is like, no, it's a lone guy. Because the 12 guys are the handlers. And again, they follow an exact paradigm, an exact program, an exact operation. People say, Alex, couldn't there be some real terror? Absolutely. Absolutely. Easter bunnies may exist. I've never seen one. I don't think they exist, but I cannot definitively prove that there are not Easter bunnies living in America. I cannot prove that leprechauns aren't real. I cannot prove that Santa Claus is not real. Now look, are there in some cases in Israel real people that blow stuff up or real people that actually go on a bus and stab folks? Yes. But 9 times out of 10... the Israeli intelligence services, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, have all reported, create fake Al-Qaeda to then bomb themselves when they don't want to have a peace process or something. Type in Israel created fake Al-Qaeda. You'll get mainstream news. Type in Israel created Hamas in 1973. Now, again, I'm not saying that's how you control the opposition, is you don't like Hezbollah, Iranian-run, a real terror group that's really attacking you. You create Hezbollah that then fights for political control and acts like terrorist to then take up all the resistance that Iran is picking up on, to then mop up everybody and then spy on your resistance. And then if you politically need to get elected or something, just blow something up and blame it on your political enemy. There it is. Israel faked Al-Qaeda presence. That's a BBC. And that's a whitewash itself. Here. Let me just show new viewers and radio listeners. Radio listeners can just search whatever I say, and then you can find it for yourself. Just type in MI6 agent 77 bombings, and you'll get Fox News, Democratic Underground, Infowars.com, BBC, Daily Mail, where the head of the bombings is and was MI6 and is protected. And what did he do? He set up six guys with backpacks who thought they were part of a drill and blew them sky high.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We're going to go back to your calls, but we know these guys were handled by the government. They were clearly allowed to travel in and out of the country with aliases. This is not the FBI dropping the ball. This is the FBI covering up for the CIA and others. Here's some of the articles up at Infowars.com that we're going to be talking about with Wayne Madsen. Mother of suspect says bomber, mother of suspect says bombers Mother of suspect bombers claims FBI called eldest son after bombing before fatal shootout. And come in with us. We're going to get you a lawyer, bud. And then you see him putting him in the car naked. And the next you hear, he dies in a shootout. And then his brother runs him over. And then witnesses, we have the videos and news reports up saying, no, they ran over him and then pumped him full of bullets. Mother of suspected bombers claims FBI called eldest son after bombing before fatal shootout. And then you've got them pumping hundreds of rounds, saying they were rubber bullets over the radio. They were not rubber bullets. They shot holes right through the boat. You've got cops lining up and then like a firing squad and trying to shoot up the vehicle, the boat. And then he climbs out and is okay, or at least can climb out. And then minutes later, they're doing a tracheotomy, it looks like. And now he's sedated, but talking to police. So that's great. Kind of like the Aurora shooter, supposedly, was on 7 psychotropics and in a DARPA program. And now they admit they drug him with sodium pentothal to admit he's guilty. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's what North Koreans do, is grab you and drug you, and then or North Vietnamese. I mean, that's mind control. But see how they just, hey, we got the bad guy. Shut up. This is our city. This is Boston. Everybody buys into the hype when nothing you've been told is true, ladies and gentlemen. And you've got Saudi Arabians on watch list crawling all over this. Let's just ignore that. You've got the media saying we have somebody arrested. Looks like it's going to be a right winger. And then that all gets flushed after they evacuate the courthouse. And you've got all these operatives and a drill. Oh, and by the way, I forgot that article. It's somewhere in my stack. Will you guys reprint me the article from 2008 where they had a dry run drill at the Boston Marathon? Boston Globe reported. By the way, we haven't even covered that yet. I mentioned it yesterday. Congress exploits our fears to take our liberty. Ron Paul article up at InfoWars.com. The brother's aunt claims naked man in video is Tamerlan. And, man, it shows the video. If it isn't him, it's his naked. Oh, they call him up. Hey, how'd the operation go? Yeah, we're not sure who did it. And then, boom, it's in the news. Shocking footage Americans ordered out of homes at gunpoint by SWAT teams. Well, who needs due process? Martial law is good. Everybody got a big dose of it at Katrina and here now. 17 unanswered questions about the Boston bombing the media is afraid to ask. Video and audio of firefight captured. Claim Boston bomber's last message on Facebook to his father. I have never done it. They set me up. The world of synthetic manufactured terrorism. That's all what's up on the site. Let's jam in a call right now. Let's go to Bob in Michigan. Bob, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking the phone call. You're right. I was kind of surprised. I don't listen to you all the time. But when I see something, and to be honest with you, I really didn't watch the news that much either because I know it's just a bunch of propaganda. But I did hear them talk about shooting the rubber bullets and when this guy was in the boat. And what kills me about this is for an average rational thinking person to sit and listen to that where you have somebody in a boat, if anybody owns a boat, especially the size of that boat, what are rubber bullets going to do? And where are they getting angled to hit this guy?
No, they were saying it, and I heard it over the scanner, to confuse the media. And this was hours after, hour and 45 minutes after they'd already shot him up. And they watched him crawl around. They watched his heat, resonance there. Then they say, get out. And but see, their problem was the media ended up with telephoto lenses getting a shot. And you can hear the cops going, oh, no, the media's got a shot. Because, again, they had a mission to kill him. That's why they said, stay in your house, don't come out. Because they had to. What do you think's going on here, Bob?
You know, it's What I find happening, see, I have a mother-in-law that's like 75 years old, and what I find is what the news does. I was over at her house helping her out over the weekend, and she talks about all the stuff that's on the news, and I'm telling you, it's the old people that they really scare, but the younger...
Oh, yeah.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones. We're now halfway into this Monday transmission on the 22nd day of April, 2013. We're going to be talking to Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Report here in just a moment. As the news comes out, it turns out the FBI had been all over these two youth for 5 years, had sent them into the Caucasus. It appears through the CIA to infiltrate groups. And that's the picture that is now emerging, and that the FBI called them before and after the bombing, the mother is now saying. I mean, when you've got parents immediately saying they were set up by security services, the government was all over my kids, they either let them do this or they're handling them, and they thought they were part of a drill, and either or didn't plant bombs. And then you've got the government in damage control with a bunch of Saudi Arabians. You've got all of this going on. And so we're going to be getting Wayne Madsen's take on that right now. But this fits the exact same cutout we've seen over and over again. Before we go any further, don't forget that you can see InfoWars Nightly News every night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, as well as see the live video feed of the three-hour live radio show that you're listening to right now by subscribing to PrisonPlanet.tv. And why do we call it Prison Planet? Because by using these events, they are training us that when the government says everyone stay in your house, you have to. Or when the government says they're going to put checkpoints on the highway, you have to. The great threat is tyranny, not statistically terrorism, whether it's real or not. And again, 200-plus people die a year from honeybee stings, according to World Almanac. Less than 50 die a year from terrorism. But they hype it up like it's the end of the world. Same thing with mass shootings. Less than 100 people die a year from mass shootings. More than half of those are gang-related. Less than 40 people that are actually in mass shootings that are innocents and not groups killing each other. And they try to use that to then guilt all of us and make all of us suspects. And that's what this is. Getting us to cheer our own servitude. So now more than ever, it is essential to support InfoWars.com, to spread the word about the site. If you're watching us or seeing us on YouTube later, become a subscriber. One membership is $5.95 a month, and one membership can be used by 11 people simultaneously with the same username and passcode. So create a unique username and passcode that you can share, an original username and passcode, and give it to friends and family. Way more than 11 can use it. That's simultaneously that can log in, see the films, read the books, see all the documentaries, the expanded extras, most of it in HD. And it can't be censored like YouTube and others are censoring us. At least it's harder for the system to do that. So again, you're supporting the very tip of the spear in real media. When you subscribe, subscribe today. It's 10 years up and running. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And then give it as an e-gift to friends and family. Say, check this out. Here it is. And Kurt Nemo's got a big article coming out soon with a whole boil down with their intelligence connections. And that ties in with Steve Watson's article, Mother of Suspected Bomber Claims FBI Called Eldest Son After Bombing Before Fatal Shootout. British media report claims FBI spoke with Tamerlan and said they knew he'd carried out the bombing. And that is being reported by Channel 4 News in Britain. Yeah, when the mother instantly said, intelligence services, they would not leave my son alone. And these guys are playboying around and traveling in Tajikistan and all these places and hanging out with groups funded by the CIA. I mean, this is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. And again, you can also find that article at planetinfowars.com. But if you guys punch up my screen, I'll actually show viewers right here. Again, InfoWars.com, and you click on the top link, Mother of Suspected Bombers Claims FBI Called Eldest Sons After Bombing Before a Fatal Shootout. Now remember, the whole family, everything the family said Thursday, early Thursday morning hours, I guess it was already Friday morning, they said that, you know, this, my son is set up. These are not our, they didn't do this. They've been harassed for 5 years by the FBI. This is intelligence services setting them up. And then it comes out for 5 years they've been doing this. And 2.5 years ago, they met with them again when the Russians wanted it on record that, hey, we know these guys work for you. So the FBI had to act like they were doing something. And now, here's the big issue. We have the FBI, when they knew full well who they were, and if we confirm they were talking to them on the phone, we've got them. In the middle of the drills and all the other suspects, we're going to get Wayne Madsen's expert take on this in about 1 minute. They were on the news saying, we don't know who they are, help us learn who they are. When they knew full well who they were, it's been confirmed. They knew who they were, and they had a press conference and said Thursday night, here they are. This is the only person you look at, and they're now in the Washington Post, and a bunch of other publications saying the alternative media almost screwed up our investigation. They shouldn't have access to photos and videos from surveillance cameras or the public's info in the future. Great, you're going to put cameras up everywhere and still blow stuff up and blame patsies and then say we shouldn't have access to it because we're bad. It was citizens that found your patsy after your lockdown was lifted. You couldn't find him to kill him. And just like you did the brother, and so you lifted it going, okay, let the slaves find it, but then the media could then move the media you'd threatened to kill, so they got a bird's eye view, so you couldn't finish the killing. Now you're drugging him up out of his mind to confess he did it, just like the so-called Aurora shooter. Now, Wayne Madsen has worked at the National Security Agency. Before that, he was in submarine warfare. And if you watch C-SPAN, you always see him there in national security meetings in the press gallery. And he works at the there in D.C. gets a lot of intel at the National Press Club. I have found Wayne Madsen's intel to be so devastatingly accurate that I just don't think we blow trumpets when he comes on. He deserves a drum roll. He travels all over the place to cover these events. He has impeccable sources. In a climate where they're arresting whistleblowers and media people left and right, and he has a lot of courage, and WayneMadsenReport.com is his website. Wayne, I don't know your take on this yet. So all of us will now get your take on it here today, but am I wrong in saying there's a cover-up A, and this has the classic signs of another provocateured patsy event? Wayne Madsen.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It actually gets deeper than just what's happened over the last week or so. You go back to 1994 when the Russians and Chechens fought this very big civil war, very deadly civil war. The U.S. began recruiting Chechens with the idea that we would support Chechnya's independence from Russia. And things didn't go too well because many of these Chechens eventually were Wahhabiized by the Saudis and became these jihadists. And eventually they wound up fighting us in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're fighting in Syria right now on behalf of the rebels, who, of course, we're supporting. I think.
And historically, this is the one of the most warlike areas of the world. These people are tough as nails.
Yeah. Well, when things got bad after some deadly terrorist attacks by Chechen terrorists in Russia, a movie theater in Moscow, a high-speed train between Moscow and St. Petersburg, the Moscow airport, and several others, metro stations in Moscow, the Russians really cracked down. So what we started to see is the CIA started bringing over a whole bunch of refugees, political asylum. And many of these people I call them professional refugees, including the Tsarnaev family. The Tsarnaev family, the young boy first came over here in 2002, apparently got his residency, his asylum.
By the way, I'll just say it off a gut feeling. The dad looks like a classic intelligence operative. He just screams James Bond type. What do you say?
Well, yeah, and I'll get to Uncle Ruslan later when it comes to that. But the Johar got his asylum in Arlington, Virginia. Well, we know what is headquartered in Arlington, Virginia. Every defense and intelligence agency you can imagine. That was in 01. Then the older brother comes over. But what I've discovered is that Boston and the Washington, D.C. area are the two centers for Chechen refugees, many of whom have got political asylum in the United States. In the case of Boston, that's a very tight-knit group. One of their kind of unofficial leaders is the former, quote-unquote, foreign minister of independent Chechnya, Ilyas Akhmadov. Now, when he first applied for citizenship, the Department of Homeland Security and the Justice Department said, no, we have information that links him to terrorist attacks in Russia. So we're not going to give asylum to a terrorist. Well, who weighs in? Now, you've heard over the last couple of days, who's been arguing that this kid, Johar, should be tried in a military commission? He should have his citizenship taken away, which was granted last year on September 11th. Who's been arguing this but John McCain? John McCain and his good friend there, Miss Lindsay from South Carolina.
Yeah, Miss Lindsay, because they don't want this info getting out.
Exactly. So how do you suppress evidence? You do it through a military commission. You get these guys waylaid to Gitmo, and nobody's going to hear all the details.
Well, what about the fact that the mother says, and it looks like that it is the older son, Tamerlan, on the video, and then now the witnesses are saying they ran him over with a car and then shot him up full of holes, and then they tried to kill the other one. They want these guys dead.
Well, when I saw him laying on a slab in the morgue, I could only think of Qusay and Uday Hussein, you know, Saddam Hussein's sons, who we laid out on a slab and we broadcast those photos, gruesome photos around the world. But John McCain was one of the people who argued for giving political asylum to Ilyas Akhmadov, this guy who the Justice Department, Homeland Security said no. They eventually overruled it. He had a high-priced lawyer in New York arguing for
just
him.
Like the CIA ordered the Jeddah Saudi Arabian embassy to let the 15 hijackers back in, even though they were flagged as terrorists. They told them these guys are really CIA.
Exactly. So we have all these Chechens coalescing around Boston and Washington, and who takes on the Chechen cause? Well, every neocon who you can think of, people like James Woolsey, the former CIA director, Madeleine Albright, the good old McCain. They even got Ted Kennedy because the law firm who represented this guy, Akhmadov, Sergeant Shriver, Kennedy's brother-in-law, was a senior partner.
Now, I understand you're giving us all the connections. Bottom line, what do you think really happened here? Because they were getting ready to blame it on the Tea Party. They said we have somebody arrested. They were going to be at the courthouse. Then they shut that down. They acted very panicked. Don't look at these other photos, the FBI said. That's word for word. Only look at these. Now, the mother says they were calling him before and after the bombing and then right before the fatal shootout. What is your inside intel on Capitol Hill?
They needed another dramatic, not as big as 9/11, but they needed something to spur on the passage of this CISPA Act. I call this the Patriot Act for the Internet. This is going to give the law enforcement intelligence carte blanche access to everybody's interaction with anything electronic.
And to plant stuff on you. More important, to plant stuff on you.
Yeah, and then we had the ricin attack instead of anthrax. That was the same playbook. Stuff sent to Congress, to the White House.
So it's a CIA playbook, or who would you say is involved?
I can't even say it's the CIA's playbook anymore. I think it's the same people. If you look at the people that back these Chechen refugees in Boston and D.C., it's this project for the new American century crowd.
It's a neocon operation.
Neocon operation. They never went away. As a matter of fact, they're still in the Obama administration. They're consulted by the Obama administration.
Yeah, I was looking. One company is set to get $10 billion off this CISPA thing, spying on us. We're talking about $100 billion over the next 5 years spying on us. So they're also going to charge us to read our mail.
Oh, absolutely. And then you got all these other little things at play, like charging people who enter the United States on over land borders a fee, as they do with airports right now and seaports. So, you know, there's a lot of people who have their hands out. They're looking at making some money here, contractors, DHS.
What about the operation itself? I mean, clearly.
Well, I believe the operation. So you have these, like, private security contractors there, this Kraft International that was headed up by this guy Kyle, who was shot back on Groundhog Day, February 2nd, by his colleague, who they said suffered from PTSD.
And by the way, now they're trying to claim those are National Guard. There were some National Guard dressed the same, but there are people wearing Kraft hats there as well.
You could tell the difference. You know, National Guard were wearing the camouflage uniforms, and the Kraft guys were wearing these khaki pants and these vests.
And were they just used as well as a smokescreen, so there's so many black backpacks, cops would never be able to stop the real guys?
Well, either the backpacks were diversionary, or one their backpacks contained some of the explosive devices. It's hard to say, but we do know that there was a bomb drill going on. Once again, here's a drill taking place.
Why do they run the exact same playbook over and over again? Because it works.
It works. It works, and they already know the media, the corporate media, is in their pocket, and they're not going to ask any questions. Well, a few British papers are, know, and I guess in Russia, some media in Russia's taking a close look at that, not accepting everything that's coming out from the corporate wires and over the corporate networks. But they know they can get away with it. They've gotten away with it so many times in the past. You know, why fix something if it ain't broke? You know, that's the way they're looking at it. So they're going to use the same thing. They'll change it. They have to change it. You know, anthrax to ricin. You know, no more buildings being taken down by controlled demolitions and blaming it on airplanes.
Sure. Let me ask you this. Do you think it's accurate to say that this thing unraveled spectacularly? And they're now, you know, what is it the FBI doesn't want us to look at in all the other photos and videos that they're so scared of?
Well, I think what they don't want anybody to know is that, as being reported, you just mentioned it, that the FBI had contacts with at least the older guy, Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And the other thing, we got to look at Uncle Ruslan. When I first saw the news crews out of Washington up in Montgomery Village, Maryland, we know that the Tsarnaev's father over in Dagestan apparently was an auto mechanic when he lived in Massachusetts. Well, you know, he obviously didn't make a lot of money. But you look at that guy's house, Uncle Ruslan, in Montgomery Village. I know that area. That area, they're expensive homes. There's $600,000 homes up there.
The uncle, the dad, all of them come off like extremely smooth operators. Like if I saw one of those guys walking down the street, and I've learned how to recognize them, I'd go, oh, that's a real intelligence operative, not one of the fake ones. And let me tell you, the dad immediately said it's intelligence services and looks mad and says my sons have been set up. And he comes off very authoritative. And they were saying this instantly, because I guarantee you, being connected to the Chechens and the State Department bringing them over here, these people, the whole family's probably operatives.
Well, they also said that the family may have lived in Kazakhstan for a while. Now, Uncle Ruslan, it turns out he's a graduate of Duke Law School. He's a lawyer. He's worked for Arthur Andersen. And he also now works in the big oil business. He works for big oil for Kazakhstan, a big producer and exporter of oil. And the company's with now is Big Sky. Big Sky Energy, and they're a holding company. Oddly enough, Big Sky Corporation is out of Calgary in Canada, but the holding company is located where? Little Rock, Arkansas. Now that it rang a bell with me because I was like, wait a minute. What former president is in tight with the Kazakhstan government and has been accused of help covering up all the, you know, illegal bribes being paid to, by Western companies to the dictator over there, Mr. Nazarbayev, but Bill Clinton. And here we have this big energy company that does all its business in Kazakhstan, relocated its headquarters to Little Rock, of all places, where the Clinton Foundation is located. And the Clinton Foundation has been getting big donations from where? Kazakhstan, you know.
Exactly. So they're helping out.
Yeah. Why does the FBI not want to go? They don't want to look at any further because you know what? The FBI is law enforcement for the wealthy in this country.
That's right. They're there. I don't even think the FBI is involved in the attack so much because this looks more like an intelligence op. The FBI will just get patsies and then bust them before they do it usually, unless it's the First World Trade Center attack. With these intelligence agencies, though, they'll have the multiple groups there as fallbacks. Now, what about the Saudi Arabian connection? Because it has been confirmed the White House is involved in a cover-up. It turns out this guy's got a bunch of family on terror watch list. Or is this just a rabbit trail?
It could be. But look, we have to look at the Saudis because they have been very active in Chechnya and radicalizing the Chechen Muslim population. And so if anyone may have been involved in radicalizing old Tamerlan there, it may have been these Saudi groups. So we can't let them off the hook. But we also the other thing I want to point out here is that this whole a Chechen operation may be an attempt also to embarrass Vladimir Putin, because we know that the Russians asked us for information on Tamerlan, and the FBI said, well, we asked them why. Give us more information. Well, Putin's not dumb enough.
Well, they said we think he may be connected to these events, but I want you to finish your point. But isn't that how the Russians tend to blow somebody's cover, is open a public file on them?
Right, and the Russians aren't dumb enough to, you know, when the FBI said, well, give us more information, give us more information, they're not going to give away their sources either, because if we get their sources, the FBI, of course, is going to pursue them.
Well, I looked it up. You've got $1 billion in the last 15 years or so going into those stands to actually bring the Wahhabis in and train them. I mean, the problem is Saudi Arabia and the globalists. And now look at how the U.S. is using Saudi Arabia to put Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. And I predict they're going to shoot down jet airliners with heat-seeking missiles. And then take our rights when our government gave it to them.
And then we had the national security, the foreign affairs advisor to Netanyahu stating, it's according to Haaretz, the Israeli newspapers, he said, this Boston Marathon bombing is good for Israel. Well, that's just like what Netanyahu said after 9/11. He said it on Fox News. This is very good for, you know, everybody's winning out with these terrorist attacks against the United States, except the American people. We are being played for chumps. Everybody's making a killing. From Saudi Arabia to Israel to these Mujahideen rebels that are fighting in Syria and fought Gaddafi, the only people who are getting messed over here is us, because we're the ones.
Sure.
We're the people that are getting the legs blown off and having our kids killed in Boston and everywhere.
And record suicide of the troops that nobody wants to humanize or personalize. What do you make of Ahmed, Dinajid, and the things he's up to? How does Hezbollah tie into this? Because we know that's a real group actually run by Iran. What do you expect them to do? Will the media try to blame them somehow?
But look, Ahmadinejad condemned this. As did the Ayatollah Khamenei. They condemned this, and they said, while we condemn this act of violence, you know, hey, how about looking at some of the other acts of violence the United States is involved in sponsoring around the world?
Sure. So let's shift gears now to the president of Afghanistan, Mohammad Karzai. That's a big deal that he came out and said the West runs Al-Qaeda and Taliban and is staging bombings as a pretext for a police state. What does that signify?
I wonder if he wake up and start smelling the Afghan coffee. You know, I mean, he of all people should know about our links with the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, because when he was in exile, he was sitting there in Pakistan and here in this country and witnessing those connections. So, you know, I'm glad he's come out and said it. You know, let's see how long he remains in power. My feeling is that Karzai is, you know, some people's patience is wearing thin with this guy. And, you know, we do know that when the Soviets controlled Afghanistan, you know, a lot of Afghan leaders would wind up with bullets in their head and, you know, being strung up in the central square of Kabul. Let's see how long it takes for our guys to get around to, you know, taking care of Mr. Karzai.
Just like they did Pat Tillman.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. Look. How long can the globalists openly run Al-Qaeda publicly running Al-Qaeda, like the war on drugs, publicly they run the drugs, and that's public, congressional hearings, studies, CIA Solicitor General in 96. How long can they do this where they run the terrorists publicly and then take our liberties using the terrorists to threaten us that they run? I mean, how long can this go on? Isn't it beginning to wear thin and people know about it?
Well, look, we've got to have people back in Congress like we had back in the 70s that had the gumption to stand up and ask these questions. You know, we had the Senator Frank Church that went after the CIA. We had Congresswoman Bella Abzug and Congressman Otis Pike from New York. Both of them were from New York. We had people in Congress that asked the tough questions. And look, even in the case of letting these Chechens into the country, back when there was this opposition to letting this Akhmadov and these Chechens in, two members of the Congress, of the House, voiced their objections. They got overruled. One was Jim Sensenbrenner, who was the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and one of his subcommittee chairs, John Hostetter, from Indiana. Now, I think we should revisit both Sensenbrenner and Hostetter and say, what possessed you to say no to giving these Chechens asylum? And why did you say we shouldn't? Why were you supporting initially the Justice Department's refusal to let them in?
Mm-hmm.
I think Sensenbrenner's still around. I don't think the other guy is, Hostetter, but right. They must have had information that led them to believe. Both of them Republicans, by the way. And this was the Bush administration they were fighting.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Do five more minutes. I want to ask you about the elephant in the room when we come back. The most important point in this whole cover-up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All
all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.